Good morning. It's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I thought I would do a fun podcast for you today. And again, channeling the Godfather. You know, Marlon Brando talks kind of like I'm talking with you right now. In order to give you advice that's going to be helpful to you with your job search. So I hope you find this helpful. I'm a huge Godfather fan. I'm not going to go into a lengthy diatribe about how magnificent those movies were, even Godfather 3. And I'll just simply say, take the advice here. It's interesting, and I hope you find it helpful. So with that, let's get going. And I'm back today with more advice from the Godfather about job hunting. Now, this isn't done in the movie about job hunting. Understand, Marlon Brando plays the Godfather. James Caan plays his older son, Sonny. He's a hot-tempered guy, gets angry very fast. And there's a point where Sonny says something about what he's thinking, and the Godfather says these words. Excuse me if I look at the screen. I just want to make sure I have them right. Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again. I'm going to repeat that. Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking again. Now, that's my poor imitation of Marlon Brando. And I'll simply say that the idea behind this is often in negotiations, people are asking you, what do you think about the job? I think it's okay to talk about that. But with regard to compensation, you're always best served if you hold back a little bit and say, oh, I'm thinking pretty favorably about this. And you know what I'm hoping this is a high offer, but avoid the number. Avoid the number where you can when you're in the negotiation phase. Why? Because as soon as you get, you tell them the number, that's the one that they're gunning for. No higher, no lower, that's it. Now, if you've got two or three firms on the hook, then they'll start bidding against one another. You can start playing one off against the other. Recruiters are going to say to you, well, you know, tell me what you're thinking. What's it going to take to close the deal? And you know, a little candor will tell you, I do this all the time. But what serves you best is if you hold out about what that number is that's going to cause you to say yes. Now, sometimes the counter strategy is the recruiter will come back and lowball you. And you'll respond with, what? That's ridiculous. I'd never take an offer like that. Well, what would you take? Well, at that point, you start talking about the number, and then they got you. Hold off on talking about specific numbers that are going to cause you to say yes. Like the Godfather says, never tell anyone outside the family what you're thinking, because what will happen is that's the only number they're going to be concerned about. You're better off if you have multiple situations going to tell them what the other firm is thinking, not what you're thinking. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, again, please give the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. It helps with rankings. And I also want to remind you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with the best of my information curated, plus the ability to ask me questions so that you don't make dumb mistakes in your job search that prove so costly. Now, I'll be back tomorrow with more. Hope you have a great day. Take care.